Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Chitty.
In this week's episode, we're talking all about hard cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about cheese texture.
Mm.
We're talking about tragic cheese disposal.
Oh, no.
And how to rescue stale cheese.
Oh, good.
We're going to learn a little bit about the world's hardest cheese.
Whoa.
And some cheese dog treats.
Aww.
And no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
Gotta love a joke.
Stay tuned for episode 124, Hard, on Just Cheesy, the podcast. So, in the last few weeks, we've been talking a little bit about different types of cheeses.
Yeah.
First, we talked about smooth cheese.
Yeah.
Then we talked about sharp.
Ooh, yeah.
Now we're going to discuss the texture of cheese.
Whoa.
According to Kalber.exportdepartment.ir, there is a classification of cheese types.
Okay.
There's a standard hardness scale.
Really?
Essentially, cheese falls into several different categories.
Okay.
You've got soft cheese.
Ooh.
Semi-soft.
Yum.
Semi-hard. And hard cheeses.
Okay.
And how each cheese is categorized depends on factors like moisture content, aging, and curd formation.
Oh.
The cheese hardness scale, which is also referred to as the cheese texture scale, serves as a method for classifying cheeses according to their inherent hardness.
Whoa.
This scale establishes a standardized measure for assessing and comparing the firmness level of various cheeses.
Whoa.
And according to this website, this spans from 1 to 10, and the scale designates 1 as the softest and 10 is the hardest.
Okay.
The soft cheeses and semi-soft cheeses are things like cream cheese and cottage cheese, where you've got a higher fat content and high moisture.
Yum.
Most of these cheeses are not ripened for very long.
Okay.
The semi-hard cheeses, such as Swiss, cheddar, Gouda, and Edam, are known for their lower moisture content, and they usually have extended aging.
Oh, yeah.
And hard cheeses, such as Parmesan, Romano, and Asiago, are tightly packed into wheels, and they're aged usually for months or even years.
Whoa.
And according to ScienceDirect.com, hard cheeses usually require ripening periods longer than 9 months.
Whoa.
And last week we learned about sharp cheese.
Yep.
And how it's aged quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And we even find some of the same cheeses on the hard list that we found on the sharp list.
Oh, yeah, we do.
They say here many of the hard cheeses have a crumbly and dry texture.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have a very strong taste and aroma.
Oh, yeah.
And it says here the texture of these hard cheeses actually make them very appropriate for grating.
Oh, yum.
SpoonUniversity.com talks about some of the most famous hard cheeses.
Ooh.
They describe Asiago as smooth and crumbly.
Oh, yum.
They talk about Parmigiano Reggiano,
ooh,
which is a granular cheese with a strong, fruity, nutty flavor.
Mm.
They describe Pecorino Romano as a slightly saltier version of Parmesan, and that it's hard and flaky in texture.
Wow.
But did you know that there's actually a hard Swiss cheese?
There is.
It's called Sprinz.
Sure it is.
I think.
Yeah.
They say it's possible that this cheese was mentioned back in 1200.
Holy cow.
But there are definitive documents from 1530 that are kept in the State Archive in Bern.
Wow.
This cheese is made from cow's milk. It's only produced in 42 dairies in Switzerland.
Whoa.
It's typically grated or eaten in small pieces.
Okay.
And according to Gormino.ch, they talk about the handcrafted Sprinz and that it's aged for 36 months.
Holy cow.
They say it tastes bloomy.
Ew.
And it has notes of fresh chamomile,
ooh,
toffee, and clarified butter.
Ew.
The makers of Sprinz cheese are not sponsors.
Nope.
But if they were, their ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese,
tech, business,
cheese,
science.
Cheese.
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy,
Cheesy,
that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. It's time for my favorite segment.
This Week in Cheese.
According to WATE.com, a restaurant called The Huddle House in Knoxville, Tennessee, had a very low score when it got inspected.
Oh, no.
Anything lower than 70 is considered failing, and this particular location got a grade of 72.
Oh.
It says here they had critical violations for food temperature and sanitation.
Oh, no.
Gravy wasn't warm enough.
Oh.
Mashed potatoes weren't cold enough.
Oh.
And they literally ruined 2 pounds of cheese.
Aww.
They had to throw away a pound of pepper jack.
Oh, no.
And they had to throw away slices of cheddar. The cheddar had crusty edges on them, and so did the pepper jack.
Ew.
And speaking of crusty cheese, is there anything you can do with your crusty cheese in the fridge?
Yeah, is there?
Well, according to TastingTable.com, as long as the surface isn't slimy or moldy, it's still safe to eat.
Okay.
They recommend trimming off the bad bits.
Okay.
So anything that's waxy
okay.
or hardened can be trimmed, and then you can eat the rest of the cheese.
Oh. Good.
Now, what if you've got cheese that's dried to the core?
Yeah.
Or you want something to do with those little bits you just cut off?
Yeah, what do you do?
They recommend taking that cheese and grinding it up in a food processor.
Okay.
They say add some white wine, butter, garlic, herbs, and other seasonings.
Oh.
They say that you can use this to make a cheese dip.
Ooh, yum.
Some people suggest that you can take this cheese and grate it into some dishes, and it gives it a nice cheesy flavor.
Ooh, yum.
But PopSci.com has an even better idea.
Okay.
Dried cheese can be marinated in oil.
Whoa.
Oil-cured cheese was a means of preservation for centuries in Spain.
Wow.
They suggest that the fat acts as a barrier to undesirable yeasts and bacteria.
Ew.
They say it keeps the cheese fresh, safe to eat even when the temperatures soar.
Wow.
They say it was so hardy that some of the explorers, like Christopher Columbus, packed it alongside salt cod and hardtack on their transatlantic voyages.
Whoa.
Here we go with my pronunciations.
Oh, no.
This is called queso en aceta.
Oh, no.
Which literally translates to cheese in oil.
Okay.
So a hard cheese like manchego would be put into olive oil.
Ooh, yeah.
They say the cheese and olive oil would intermingle for weeks or even months in a jar.
Holy cow.
Which is traditionally an earthenware or as a jug.
Whoa.
They say this would soften the cheese and give it a very distinct flavor.
Ooh.
They say you could easily do this at home with any rinds and some oil.
Oh, yeah.
They say you can even add things like rosemary, chilies, or citrus zest.
Yummy.
So all this talk about hard cheese made me wonder, what's the hardest cheese in the world?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, we've actually covered this before, but we're going to do it again today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's called Chirpy.
Sure it is.
According to BBC.com, this cheese was created thousands of years ago in the remote areas of the Himalayas.
Wow.
And they even say this cheese can be eaten up to 20 years.
Whoa.
This cheese has a very low moisture content.
Yeah.
It's extremely hard to bite into.
Oh.
But it stays edible for months.
Whoa.
And it's even fermented for 6 to 12 months. It's dried and stored in animal skin.
Whoa.
This cheese is sometimes referred to as Himalayan chewing gum.
Holy cow.
According to timesofindia.indiatimes.com,
whoa.
They say some of the people in Nepal have a habit of chewing this every morning so that they can bear the extremely low temperatures.
Whoa.
They also say that it has health benefits
oh.
because it's naturally sweet and good for your teeth.
Wow.
They even give recommendations on how to eat it.
Okay.
You need to take a bite or a piece.
Okay.
You let it sit in your mouth for about 5 to 7 minutes so that it can moisten up, and then you start chewing it.
Holy cow.
They say that one piece of this cheese can last for nearly 3 hours.
Oh my goodness.
According to HaroldNet.com, there is something called Himalayan dog chews.
Okay.
And of course, these dog chews are made from none other than Chirpy.
Aww.
Back in 2003, two men that used to live in Nepal started this dog treat business. They set out to make alternative treats to the bone, rubber, and rawhide chews that were in the market.
Oh, wow.
They say it's lower in lactose and fat, which can upset a dog's stomach.
Aww.
And apparently, dogs love it.
Oh, yeah.
Their factory produces more than 20,000 pounds of dog chews a day.
Holy cow.
They helped establish the over $90 million cheese chew market, and they're now sold at more than 5,000 retailers.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. Why did Parmesan stop at the fork in the road?
I have no idea.
Because it's hard to know which way to go.
Oh, good.
Get it hard?
Grief.
Like hard cheese and whey?
Yeah, I get it. It's silly.
Oh, I know. It's silly. But it was definitely a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 124, Hard.
Thank you.
We hope you have a great weekend, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Stay cheesy, everybody.